This is WRJX359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called A Hug for Yourself, The Wisdom to Be an Optimist. Audrey Meadows was an optimist by nature and by training. Audrey was born in China, where her parents served as missionaries. She later returned to America, began an acting career in New York, and eventually won the part of Alice Cramden on the old TV classic, The Honeymooners. Miss Meadows' advice for life was straightforward. She said it was my mother's belief and mine to resist any negative thinking. The rest of us should take note. Optimism is a gift you give to yourself, a way of putting a self-fulfilling prophecy to work for you. So if you find yourself focusing on your fears instead of on your faith, it's time for an Audrey Meadows-style attitude adjustment. It's time to trust yourself, your future, and your God. One of the things I learned the hard way was that it doesn't pay to get discouraged. Keeping busy and making optimism a way of life can restore your faith in yourself. Lucille Ball. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio chat. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. In light of the most recent fire that we've had in our area, I thought it might be a good idea to go back to our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook and maybe go over page 49, which is about evacuation resources. I think it's a good idea to kind of be refreshed. So obviously be ready, be set, go. Level 1, be ready. A level 1 evacuation means be ready for the potential evacuation. Residents should be aware of the danger that exists in their area. Monitor emergency services websites and local media outlets for information. This is a time for preparation and precautionary movement of persons with special needs, mobile property, and under certain circumstances, pets and livestock. If conditions worsen, emergency services personnel may contact you via an emergency notification system. All residents should be at this level of readiness at all times. Level 2, be set. A level 2 evacuation means be set to evacuate. This level indicates there is a significant danger to your area, and residents should either voluntarily relocate to a shelter or with family and friends outside of the affected area, or if choosing to remain, to be ready to evacuate at a moment's notice. Residents may have time to gather necessary items, but doing so is at their own risk. This may be the only notice that you receive. Emergency services cannot guarantee that they will be able to notify you if conditions rapidly deteriorate. Area media services will be asked to broadcast periodic updates. Level 3 is go. A level 3 evacuation means that you need to leave immediately. Danger to your area is current or imminent, and you should evacuate immediately. If you choose to ignore this advisement, you must understand that emergency services may not be available to assist you further. Do not delay leaving to gather any belongings or make efforts to protect your home. Access to evacuated areas may be denied until conditions are safe for citizens to return. Do not plan to return to check on your house or animals. If it's not safe for you, it's not safe for them. A good tip, park vehicles facing outward and keep your keys in the same spot. Never let your gas tank get below half full. Evacuations. Evacuations are conducted to save lives and allow responding personnel to focus on the emergency at hand. Please evacuate promptly when requested. Evacuation orders. It is important that you follow all evacuation instructions immediately for your safety. If you have animals or special needs, you should consider leaving at level 1. Tip, evacuations can take much longer than expected when entire neighborhoods are evacuating. Leave early when possible. The evacuation process. Officials will determine the areas to be evacuated and the routes to use depending upon the safest option for the specific incident. Law enforcement agencies are typically responsible for enforcing an evacuation order. Follow their directions promptly. You will be advised of potential evacuations as early as possible, but don't wait to leave if you feel unsafe. Continually listen to your radio, TV for announcements from law enforcement, emergency personnel. Another good tip, sign up for Citizen Alert to receive emergency notifications. If evacuation is a possibility, follow your personal family evacuation plan. You should have several routes out of your neighborhood, if possible, and practice with the whole family at least twice a year. Locate pets and keep them nearby. Initiate your livestock evacuation plan. Before you leave your home, close windows and turn off central heating air conditioning. Be sure to take your grab-and-go binder, evac box, and any other kits you have, go kit, bug-out bag, etc. Tip, you can go to a level 3 with no warning. Always be ready. Your plan should include where you will take vehicles that have no driver if your warning is early enough. Where you will go and how you will get there. This is where family members who are not at home will meet. Where your pets, including livestock, will go if they can't shelter with you. How you will let others know where you will be if communications are down. This is from me. We're talking on it right now. Returning home. Emergency officials will determine when it is safe for you to return to your home. This will be done as soon as possible while considering safety and accessibility. Be alert for down power lines and other hazards. Carry ID or proof of residency with you. Those are a lot of good suggestions and refreshing things that we've talked about already. So when I call on you, if you have something to add to that or another suggestion or something you'd like to share, please do so. 359 moving forward. WRMW 211 Hope, Radio Check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?